It remains to be seen whether 24-year-old Mzwane, who was crowned Miss South Africa in October, will give in to mounting pressure for her to withdraw from the Miss Universe pageant. In a statement, the South African Department of Arts and Culture said atrocities committed by Israel against Palestinians were well documented and the government, as the legitimate representative of the people of South Africa, could not in good conscience associate itself with Israel's actions or the pageant. Sharing this view is Noor Ahmed, who's the spokesperson for the Palestine Solidarity Alliance and its Youth League.
If the Miss Universe pageant was being held in any other country but Israel, we would be behind it all the way. But morally, because of the fact that the Miss Universe pageant is being held in apartheid Israel, we can support her attendance there, because if she does the representative there, she's showing support for Israel. And it's kind of like you're normalizing the human rights violations and the crimes against the Palestinian people.
Noor explains why her organization refers to Israel as an apartheid state. Apartheid was an oppressive system in South Africa that divided people along racial lines.
Extreme control of movement, yeah, where Palestinians can't move around freely in occupied territories. So like that can be directly linked to the PATH laws that we had here in apartheid. Black people were displaced from their land, their homes were taken over, and they were sent to like specific bantustans that they were supposed to like live in. There's also similar like detention without trial, and it's exactly what happened during apartheid South Africa as well, where people who were just arrested, they were killed while they were in prison, and you know, excuses were they slipped on a bar of soap, you know, and they fell in the shower.
The vice president of the South African Jewish Board of Deputies, Zev Krengel, says he's disappointed in the African National Congress-led government, which he says has been captured by special interest groups and lobbies.
It's from the anti-Israel, anti-Semitic organizations that are trying to isolate Israel to try and delegitimize the Jewish state. We find it quite disgraceful because you try to equate it to apartheid. Now, most people who lived in apartheid, a lot of the ANC members who understand apartheid don't really understand the Israel-Palestinian issue. They've never been there for years. They don't go and find out what's really happening. You know, as I quote a Palestinian in the West Bank, there's a higher GDP per capita than in the whole of South Africa. So if you're a kid about to be born and God says, would you rather be a Palestinian in Ramallah or a black South African in Soweto, it's better to be a Palestinian in Ramallah. You've got more chance. You'll get a better education. You'll get better fed. You'll live longer and you'll have better economic opportunities. So, you know, unfortunately, South Africa really needs to focus on its own issues.
Krengel also echoed the sentiments of the Miss South Africa competition organizers, saying that Lalela Mzwane's dreams shouldn't be dashed by politics. The beauty queen has spoken out against bullying, which she endured as a child, and her desire to succeed despite that.
I mean, she's come through incredible hardship. She's got an unbelievable story, where she's come from and what she's done and what she's achieved. So we were fully behind her as South Africans.
A protest is due to take place outside the Miss South Africa competition headquarters in Johannesburg on Friday. This is Vicky Stark for VOA News in Cape Town.